Welcome to the Conscious Creative Podcast, your weekly dose of soul-to-soul conversation that will have you saying peace out to your 9-to-5 to explore in your sacred calling. The topics center around conscious business and interviews with the folks who started them. We'll be exploring the art of being human and what it takes to live your life fully expressed and financially free. I'm Christina Gomes, and I went from high-paying job as a psychotherapist to leaving it all behind for my desire to travel the world playing my original music, to becoming the CEO and soulpreneur founder of FreeYourCreativity.org, where I help visionary leaders create the businesses of their wildest dreams. If you have a sacred calling, stick around. My prayer is that you become the permission slip for the collective, as you hear the soul-inspiring stories that call you forth into creative action. Let's get to the soul. Hello, hello. Welcome to this live podcast. I have missed you. I've missed you. It's been a week since I've gone live. I didn't go live last week. And I'm here today on a Mercury retrograde kind of day. Mercury's in the microwave. All the eclipses are eclipsing. There was an earthquake in one of my clients, in Taiwan. My client is there. Just like a whole lot going on in the cosmos, in the natural world. And I know that this can have an effect on you. And today we're going to talk about burnout from the lens of pricing. There are three pricing mistakes that can cause burnout, and I'm going to talk about them today. And it might not be what you think. So I want you to stay with me, even if you've been cruising with your price, even if you've been in the game for a while, or you're pricing a new offer, or you are new to the world of pricing and you want to not burn out. If you're new, you're probably super excited. You're like, yes, I'm getting in business. I'm making my offers. I'm like, you know, getting ready to attract clients. I'm creating content. You're probably good. And if you've been in the game for a while, your price and pricing new offers can actually give you more of a pricing headache. Either way, I know that it's a headache for some people because of our thoughts. So I want to talk about burnout for a second and then get into these three pricing mistakes. If you're new to my world, hi, I'm Christina Gomes. I help transformational facilitators from around the world, spiritual entrepreneurs, visionary leaders. I help them go high value, meaning I help them get really well paid for their gifts, talents, wisdom, services. We're in this. I'm teaching expert biz strategy to experts and people on the path of the expert, people on the path of mastery. So if you're new, this workshop and this transmission will still be for you, because if you're resonating with my work, you're on the path of mastery. You're not here for a quick cash injection. You're not here just to make a quick buck so you can do what you really came here to do. Your soul's mission is to help people, is to make an impact in this life from your intuitive gifts or from your certifications. If you've been certified in something, you probably had the intuition that you needed to get certified in this. You're a natural born leader, natural born space holder. And if you're not confident in that yet, I want you to know that I work with people in varying levels of confidence. And so basically, whether you're new, you're old school, whether you're switching your niche, whether you're, you know, feel like you're new to the world of self-development and confidence and business, or you've been in the game for a while, pricing is something that we must come back around and come back around. Because if you've had offers for a while, you might be raising your price. If you're switching your niche, you might be pricing a brand new offer. If you are going from low-cost courses and you want to have a high-end, high-touch service because you feel like intimacy is missing in these low-cost, self-paced courses, and you want that intimacy with your clients, then You're gonna wanna revisit pricing. So this transmission today is for any spiritual entrepreneur, any soul-led leader at any stage in the game. And why we want to understand these three mistakes is because if you price based on the mistakes that I made and some of my clients make, it will lead to burnout much faster. And as soul-led leaders and sensitive humans, we just want to avoid burnout. But what I want you to know about burnout is sometimes it's unavoidable. So what I want you to know about burnout really is that, okay, it can come on quick, it can come on strong. Like today, all the things were not working. There's freaking flies. It's fly season in my house. And I like to have everything open. I don't have screens. And I just love that I get to live. You know, as you can see, I live in nature. If I showed you the front, I can show you on Instagram. If you're listening on the podcast, you can follow me on Instagram, the.mysticalmuse. But that's a freaking lake out there. That's a lake out there. Like, I like to leave things open. And so there's flies up in my house. They're touching me. They're sucking on me, that grossing me out, and I have burnout because not because of my price, but because of these freaking flies. But what we get to understand is that burnout doesn't come from how much we're doing. Burnout comes from the energy from which we're doing. So I'm frustrated. My human design is I'm a generator, so you know, the not self theme is frustration. I'm frustrated with these flies. I'm not frustrated with my business. I'm here. I'm loving this. But burnout can seep into your business. So, frustration, bitterness, anger in your life can seep into your business if you're not aware. So, burnout doesn't come from how much you're doing, it comes from the energy from which you're doing. And price is an energetic boundary. So I'm going to share with you a mistake that you probably don't think I'm going to share today. You probably think I'm just going to share about having too low of a price, but I'm actually going to share with you some mistakes that you could be making that when I saw that one of my newest client was about to make this mistake, we addressed this mistake, we addressed her price. And I saw her relax, I saw her ease up, and now she's flowing in her business, positioning herself for a five-figure month for amazing clients because she didn't make this pricing mistake. But I could see her racking her head around her price. Our first session, we took care of that, and now she's taking the steps in alignment with that price. So that reminds me, your soul-aligned price is not found in any of these mistakes, and it's not found in anyone else's price. Your soul aligned price, where would you guess that your soul aligned price comes from? Your soul, right? Your soul, right? Okay, like you're not gonna find your price, doesn't have to be my price, and we're gonna talk about that today. But it reminds me that I am having a free and deep masterclass where I'm taking you through a practice that I take all of my high-end mastermind and mentorship clients. I'm taking you through this practice. Finally, I've normally reserved this for my high-paying clients, but I want to gift this to you for free for a limited time in my brand new high-value Renaissance pricing masterclass. There is a renaissance happening in the coaching space, in the self-development space, in the online space. There's a renaissance. We're going back to our artistry. We're going back to our soul's gifts and our creative essence. This is the renaissance that I am missioned with. I am here to bring a renaissance, bring artistry back into your life, and we're going to price in this masterclass in a very artistic way. So I don't want to take you through that here because I want to create a more private, safe container. So if you're listening on the podcast or you are hearing this on a live transmission, sign up with the link in my bio on Instagram or the link in the show notes or the description on Facebook or the podcast. And if it's well in the future, then I'm going to have this pricing masterclass available only for free for a few weeks, but it will become available as a paid masterclass in my school. So I have a school where you can get a la carte courses, or you can sign up for me to be your guidance counselor for a whole year, go through these self-paced courses, but have my eyes on your business and eyes on you, guiding you along the way, what's best for you based on where you're at. So yes, I am both personal and accessible in this school. It's different than the mastermind. It's different than the mentorship. But if you want to know which offer is right for you, you want to price your offers, you want to work with clients at a level that feels good for you, if you want to remain accessible but also high value, come to this masterclass. I'm going to be talking all about this, and we're going to go on the practice that has like has my clients hitting the ground running, developing the offers based on their soul aligned price and nothing else. Okay. So excited for this masterclass. But today I want to share with you three mistakes that people make on pricing. This is like the preamble, the pre-work to this masterclass, because you want to already know that you want to avoid these mistakes when pricing. And then you want to come to this masterclass and find your price and set it on the page, set it knowing you can raise it, set it knowing you can lower it, set it knowing you can do whatever you want with your price. It's easier to raise your price than lower it. But these three mistakes are really going to help you to make sure that you are pricing in a soul aligned way, that you're finding and discovering and unveiling your soul aligned price and not a price that you think you need to price. So before we get into the mistakes, let me see if I've gone over everything about burnout. Let me take my notes out, because burnout. I feel like burnout was a hot topic a little while ago, and now I've noticed a shift. I've noticed that it's sort of like Fight Club. Like, the first rule of burnout is we don't talk about burnout. And I feel like all the coaches that were talking about burnout, it was because that was what they needed the most. They had experienced burnout. They were experiencing burnout consistently. And so they were consistently talking about it, because that tends to happen. We tend to teach the thing that we need the most. And so I didn't really teach on burnout, because I tend to teach on the thing based on my human design, based on me being a role model and a natural. I tend to teach on the thing that I've had the most experience with and I've moved through. I tend to teach on the thing that I've mastered from moving through it. So if I'm experiencing like real, like help me kind of burnout, I would bring that to my coach versus like acting like I was an expert on it. I clearly wasn't an expert on it, because I was in the throes of burnout. So once I moved past burnout, that's when I really started to understand burnout. And now I teach on it from a place of not an emotional charge, but from a place of like, you know, this is how to avoid it, because it's no good. So let's kind of talk about burnout on like, how do you know that you're burnt out? And I just wrote a book on the path of the high value guide. And this was the path of like burnt out with these like sessions that I wasn't able to book, just burnt out on trying to build a business on bad advice, on free advice. And I was crying on the forest floor. But how I described burnout was, it was like a taste. It was like a battery taste in my mouth. And I felt like I had burnt out. Like when you see a light bulb and you see the light bulb burn out from shining like too bright, or like shining past its wattage, or just like going too quick, it pops and it burns out and the light bulb goes black. It dims the light, literally. Because, well, I mean, there's science behind it. I don't really know all of the because and the, you know, source of electricity and science. But when you think of this energetically, and electricity is energy, and your energy and the way that you create in your business comes from a certain energy, it's like when you've burnt out, you see that black. Are we paused here? I want to make sure that the internet is working, but I see us paused on the Instawebs. So it's just going to take a moment. because what I'm talking about is pretty powerful here. Okay, if I've stopped on Instagram, you can always catch the full transmission on Facebook, but it seems I've stopped, but I'm just going to keep going. Okay, so we're still rolling on Facebook. So, burnout, pop, poof, black, blah, scary. And it comes from energy. It comes from like either a too big of an energy and not enough wattage, not enough structure, not enough channeling through, not enough structure. So if the electricity is all mangled, like I live in a developing country, I live in Guatemala in a rural village, and you look at the electrical lines and you're like, what? That doesn't seem right. And I first noticed this when I was traveling in Thailand, and you'd see bzz, bzz, and like electricity flying everywhere. And like these electrical wires are the structure that the electricity and the energy flows. And now price is an energetic boundary. It doesn't have to be a big wall. It doesn't have to be this huge paywall that nobody can have access to you, that nobody can, afford. It's this structure so that there's an equal energy exchange so that you do not give more than your wattage allows. Wow, I pretty much explained that well, not knowing much about electricity, but understanding energy and understanding you as this function of energy. If your body is a structure, your body is a container for this non-physical energy, and you have these energetic channels and lines, what we know from yoga, the chakras, the channels. We know this. We know that your veins carry the energy of blood. We can see that. But beyond visual, we understand from studying yoga and studying the body and feeling into our own perception of things, we can understand when we are burnt out. So that line that I wrote in my Path to Becoming a High Value Guide ebook, if you want that, that is also on my website in the freebie vault. You take the quiz to unveil your high value baddie archetype, and then you get the free book as well as a free training. So it's a very valuable resource. My live video ended. That's such a bummer. I'm gonna go live again on Insta. Just one moment. I'm just gonna go ahead and share it and go live again on Insta. But this is at the beginning of this transmission, I was like, it's Mercury retrograde, right? Like, this is the ish that happens in Mercury retrograde. And now, this system that I use of astrology and like, not adhering too much to it that it destroys my destroys my own flow, but like understanding that there's energies out of our control. The planetary alignment is not in our control. But I'm gonna go live again. What is in my control is how I respond. So knowing that it's Mercury retrograde and tech is just gonna explode, we can have a lot of fun with that. That I just took a picture. So we can have a lot of fun with understanding that shit happens. Remember that era, the shit happens era? All right, now I'm getting a little burnt out on this because it's not letting me just go live. Yeah, we're gonna go live. All right, I'm going live. I'm redoing it. I'm going live back on the Instas. And this is in real time watching people. Lives are so fun because in real time you get to watch how your mentor, creator, teacher handles like energy and moving energy. And our bodies are a way to move energy. Welcome back. If you're coming back to me on Instagram, my live just cut off, hashtag Mercury retrograde, but I'm back and you can watch the beginning part of this live. I just shared it and now we're here. We haven't gotten into the three mistakes yet, but we are talking about burnout and the visceral ways that you want to track your own burnout. So I noticed a taste in my mouth, like a battery. And I can only explain this in the same way that I explained the energy moving through electrical wires. And if you are not wired appropriately, then you can burn out. And so burnout comes from creating structure, or rather avoiding burnout happens from creating structure. And burnout comes from a lack of structure because you're just moving energy all willy-nilly. And even in the static dance, like I just got this vision of an ecstatic dance. And you might say, well, what about a static dance? You're moving energy and you just seem to let the universe move you. But you are in co-creation with the rhythm that you're hearing when you're moving and it seems just out of your control and you're letting the music move you. Your body is that container that is moving and moving the energy around, and it's very beautiful, but there is patterning in all of this. There is structure, there is patterning, and those of us who track patterns are very great teachers because I can track this pattern for you. And what seems to be an ecstatic, blissful, just go with the flow experience is actually because you have structure in your body, because you're listening with the functions of your body to the rhythm, and the rhythm as structure and the rhythm as pattern. And you're in co-creation with that. So price is an energetic boundary, meaning a structure. Boundaries are not terrible things that you start yelling at your audience of like, hey, you're not paying me what I want. Price is just a structure in your business. And so today we're going to learn three ways you don't want to structure your business and that lead to burnout. And we're going to learn what to do instead. And I don't even care that I'm killing flies as a yogi. Like, get the fractal out of my face. Okay, I didn't kill any, just for those of you who are sad about that. They are faster than me. So where were we? So burnout, okay? We feel like we got that handled. If you're watching on Insta and you have no idea what I'm talking about, the best place to catch me is in my podcast. This podcast will be up shortly. And the best place to catch me is in my group, actually, which is the Conscious Creative Collective for Soulpreneurs on the Rise. If you want to watch me live, we seem to be flowing there still. So the three mistakes. Let's go with the first mistake. Let me pull up my notes. The first mistake that soul-led leaders make, new entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that have been in the game but maybe are elevating or switching their niche, they start to look to see what other people are pricing in their niche. And this is such a mistake. And I want to share with you why. But we have another Mercury retrograde thing happening. I got to plug in my... This is what it is. Where is my plug? We're about to lose power. I could either go fast or I could, here we go. Oh yeah, here we go. Plugs, wires. Oh, a singer in me. Nothing's gonna catch, hold me back. You can't get me Mercury going backwards. Mm-mm. We are going forward. We are going forward with this live transmission. So looking to see what other people price, and put your hand on your heart if you've done this, because comparisonitis is the killer of creativity in all realms. And you think you might not be doing harm when you're like, okay, well, you know, I want to go, you know, There is something beneficial to looking at people's price if you have a certain self-concept. So when I looked at my mentor's price, because I don't put anyone else above me, not even my mentors, I was like overjoyed, because I was like, if she can charge this much, then I can charge what I feel ready to charge. If she can charge this much and I feel like I'm just as good as her, I'm just as good as a coach, I've done incredible things in my life, like because I have a pretty solid self-concept with the things I've moved through, turning my mess into my message, and like not letting the things that were blocks and obstacles really affect my personhood and just saw them as the thing that they are, obstacles that were there to help me gain some character. Then I was like, wow, if she can charge that. So it actually benefited me to see what other people priced, but I still did the practice that I'm going to take you on in my free upcoming pricing masterclass for myself because my price actually wasn't her price. But I was like, wow, people are charging wild amounts of money, and I don't even think they're as good as I am. Okay, cool. It is totally like permission slip signed by me to charge what I charge and to raise my price incrementally. But most people are not doing that. Most people are going like, well, this person is way better than me, or this person has this accolade, or this person has been in the game for this long and they're charging that, so then I can't charge that. And it's all just thoughts. And when you're basing your price on thoughts, you at the very least want to understand what are your thoughts about pricing. And a lot of the thoughts that my clients bring me are who's going to pay for this? And I help them to find a better thought. And I'll just help you to find that better thought right now if you're thinking that too, because literally the words don't change, but it's the energy of that thought that changes. So instead of asking, like, oh, who's gonna pay for this? And then going, like, I gotta lower my price, I gotta, discount, I might as well just give up because who's gonna pay for this? We actually ask, who's gonna pay for this? Like, who? Who would pay for this? Who are they? How do they describe themselves? Like, what are they doing day to day? What are their problems? What do they feel connected to? Like, how can you speak to them? Who is it and who is going to pay for this? Because there are people that pay for anything. There are people that buy the most obscure thing you've ever heard. There are people that would love to learn from you. They would love to buy from you, and they will pay the price that you feel is fair. They will pay your soul aligned price, but they won't pay somebody else's price. So if you are looking at what other people are pricing in your niche or like, similar offers, you're just really setting yourself up for burnout because the burnout comes from lack of creativity. Burnout comes from our thoughts because our thoughts lead to our energy. So if you're having thoughts that are like, nobody's going to buy this, people aren't going to pay for this, or like, if this person's charging so little, like, how can I charge so much? Things like that. You don't know their thoughts. Now, when I see someone charging so little, I wonder what their thoughts are. And then if I usually check the amount of followers they have enough followers to be able to charge low cost for something. But they're also probably treating this low cost offer like a low cost offer. The more high touch, the more intimacy, the more co-creative you are with your clients, the higher the price point can be. In my highest price offer, I am like answering questions for them around the clock in a very like happy to, like not from burnout, like happy feeling like this is my job, this is my role, I'm paid well to do this. This is awesome. But in my, $55 course, it's designed in a way that you don't need me, and it's designed in a way that you don't need me. And so I've made it. It's passive income. You can go through it. Happy to offer you that, my free funnel course. You can check out all my courses on my Work With Me page. Like, there's something in your price range, but in my highest price range. I'm like checking my clients' work. I'm checking their sales pages. I'm co-creating their content with them. I'm checking their content line by line to ensure that they're speaking to the most empowered version of their client, that they're actually having a message that lands with their most joy to work with client. That's going to be a different price point than the course that you can have that you just don't get to ask questions. And then I have a mid-ticket offer that you get questions, but you don't get me waking up thinking about you. The more intimate the offer is, I actually get downloads from my clients. I wake up and I'm proactive to reaching out to them, which is unheard of in this business because usually people are so like burnt out. They're usually burnt out because their price doesn't match the offer. So, looking to see what other people price is picking up their money blocks and it's picking up their thoughts. So if you looked at somebody that has 100,000 followers and they have a $200 course and they're making, $100,000 a month, or they're making two, whatever it is a month, and you want that, like just modeling their price isn't going to give you that because you don't have that many followers. There's only a certain percentage of followers that will buy from you, and that's even when your messaging is on point, you got all the things in place, and you're showing up consistently. Like even then, obviously, you know this, 100% of people don't buy. There's usually like 3% of people that see your offer will buy your offer, and that's on a good day. That's when you got your shit handled and you have a great message and your offer's fucking legit. So, like, if you're just getting started or you're switching niche, there's going to be a little like deer wobbling in the forest, and that's great. That's lovely. That's awesome. So, you don't want to compare at all unless you can do like I did, which was like, well, I'm just as good as these people. I have the same amount of followers. I would hire me. If you're pricing based on my price, I would hire me to understand my thoughts around pricing. But we're going to get into more thoughts around pricing and the next mistake. I just want to honor this mistake because comparisonitis comes from I want to say it the way I'm hearing it because that's my gift, but it comes from a lack of a strong self-concept. And that's just where you get to work. That's where we all get to work because even though I eventually had a strong self-concept when I hired my coach that was a 10K offer. The second coach I hired, the first coach I hired was an 8K offer or 9K, and I rehired her. The second coach I hired was a 10K offer, and I rehired her in higher price points. Then I paid her 50K for her offer, her VIP level offer. None of this, you don't have to compare yourself to me, right? Because actually, when I was just getting low cost courses, they benefited me from where I was at when I was crying on the forest floor, just wanting to get started, didn't know how the online business game worked. And I just got some courses, I figured it out, I studied and I read books. And if you're there's nothing, you don't want to compare your season two to my season 12. And that's the problem is like when you go around comparing and your self-concept isn't strong, you don't know what your niche is yet, or you're not solid in your niche, or you're switching niches, then it would make sense that you feel like you're starting from scratch. But you have all the skills still inside you, just might need to be redirected in the right direction. You might need to rebuild your audience from your new message. You may need to talk to people in your audience already in a new and empowered way. And all of that is a process, and that's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. Hey there, visionary leader. If you're resonating with this message, I'd like to invite you into your next level life and business. Enrollment has begun for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. This is my signature group container to help you design an offer so delicious, so juicy, so based on your soul gifts that you are thrilled to invite your soulmate clients inside of it. I'm going to teach you how to promote this offer with a ton of heart.
and to sell out this offer with ease to meet your revenue goals. I would love to have you inside if you are a visionary leader who knows that they are great at what they do. You'd like to collapse the timeline on how long it takes to reach consistent income with an offer that you truly love. Go to the link in the show notes to apply for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. I will be sitting with your application individually, and I will send an email to let you know if you've been accepted in a few days after application. Thank you for trusting me with your vision, and I can't wait to see what we co-create.
Like, I'm not here to say if you're not charging 10K, then you should just go and quit. No, some of my clients charge, you know, lower than 1,000. And I have a new client that she took the self-paced portion of the lesson. And I love these kinds of clients that like go through the self-paced portion of the lesson. I love these kinds of clients, and they come like, oh, well, you said I should make an offer over 1,000. And I'm like, I'm not actually here to shit on anyone. I'm saying I wish I did. I wish I would have started high value. But if your soul aligned price is different, then your soul aligned price is different. And you can always incrementally raise your price. And that's actually what I did. I incrementally raised my price. I started out with a $97 offer. The problem with that offer was I had these thoughts of like, well, if this person's charging, you know, $97, like how could I charge more than that? And I'm just getting started. But I was forgetting that I was not getting started with the skills and the wisdom and the yoga concepts and the creative lessons that I was offering. I was just getting started online. I wasn't teaching online business yet. So there was no imposter syndrome to be had. And I was looking at like prices of business coaches that have been in the game forever. And I'm like, well, if they're charging so, you know, I just was all these cuckoo nut thoughts. And you just want to get your thoughts checked by somebody who really doesn't have any shame for these. I don't have any shame for these cuckoo nut thoughts because we're all thinking them. We're all thinking them. My clients come with similar thoughts at the similar stage that I track their patterns. I see where they're coming in, and they have similar thoughts. And that's how I'm able to address them so lovingly, because it's very normal for you to have these thoughts. It's very normal for you to compare, but it will lead to burnout. So looking to see what other people's price in your niche or outside of your niche will lead to burnout. And so we don't want that. So come to my free masterclass coming up April 9th. The link is all over the place. It's on my website also. Is it on my website? I got to pop it on my website today. But so freeyourcreativity.org is my website. I will pop it on there today. But come to this masterclass. Even if it's paid, even if you have to pay a little bit, if this has been racking your brain and you can't move on, like offering your offer, if you're not attracting clients, maybe you have the wrong price point for your soul. And we're going to fix that in this class. Okay. So it's free for now, but if you're listening to this in the future, if you got to pay a few bucks, like pay it, man, like better get it now. This is a practice that will change your life and change your business. Okay. So then mistake number two, pricing. You're not actually going to expect me to say this, because if you've been following me for a while, you, know that I help people go high value, that I help people raise their price if they want to raise their price, that I help people charge a fair price for their offerings, because what I normally see is spiritual entrepreneurs undercharging and underpricing and then overworking and then leading to burnout. But that's not what I'm going to talk about in this next mistake, but that's usually what I see. But a mistake that you could be making is pricing too high. And why I put this here is I have a new, brand new client. We got right down to pricing the offer so she can start launching it, so she can start attracting clients, so she can start crafting it, really. And so we start here. And I could see that she felt stressed about having a price that she didn't feel like she wanted to charge. And so when I helped her write her own permission slip to charge the price that she felt ready to charge, knowing she could always raise it, everything changed in her system. Her shoulders relaxed. She got excited about crafting the offer. She got excited about working with the clients. She got excited. And of course, like, we can spend all day working on the thought that people in my audience won't pay. But I like to do both. I like to go, hey, each launch leads to the next. We are getting started. One launch is not going to make or break you. And a foundational member launch, also known as a beta launch, is so amazing for building confidence. It's like you're in business. And I had that. I had a $97 offer. I think I made $1,000. I definitely overworked, but to be honest, I was so happy to receive that $1,000. It was my first 1K in biz. And I have a podcast episode, how I turned my first 1K into $500,000 a few years later. And you can listen to that. But like, I was genuinely stoked. So if you're switching niches or you're getting off an income plateau, that next little bit of money, like, feel stoked on it. Don't go around feeling like it's not good enough, because this is just going to lead to burnout. So you could actually be pricing too high, and that could lead to burnout. And I've experienced this before. Whenever somebody comes to me after they work with high ticket coaches and they're like, oh my God, she just said charge 10K or you're not going to make it. And I was like, but if you don't feel confident selling at 10K, you're not going to be able to say your price out loud in a way that leads to sales. And I would rather you learn my transformational sales skills, which is not high ticket selling. It's not about charging the most anyone's ever charged and being like, oh, well, you know, if you can't afford it, just eat shit. Like, I mean, I have different levels for people's budget. But I started high value and I raised my price to this like price I never thought I could charge. And that was just what I needed. I needed to be able to play with the big boys, you know, not like lose the story of little brown girl can only charge under 1,000 or nobody will buy from her. And that was my path. That's what I needed to work on. But I did it incrementally. At first, I was like, okay, I can sell 3K. That feels good. And I did. Then I could sell 6K. That felt good. Then I did. Then I could sell 8K. And I've sold all the way up to $20,000 packages. And I actually have found a happy medium where now the offer that I'm focused on is not my highest priced offer. Yes, people still want that from me, but I actually am filled up on those offers because people come from my mid-ticket offer and say, oh, I want to work with you in a more high-end way. And they're usually just filled without me needing to really, really, really promote them heavily. And so I really don't have space. Like, somebody is about to jump and then I won't have space until I have space. And then you'll hear that I have space in the mentorship level. But what I'm focused on is the level that is like, okay, this is a no-brainer level. Right? Yes, it might be out of somebody's price range, and that's okay. Then they can join a self-paced course, get started with me. It's all good. So why I invite people to go high value first is because, like, if you're burnt out on the little bit of content that you need to create to get any client, then like posting every day feeling forced to is where we need to work. I don't feel that anymore. I don't feel obligated to post. Today I was having a bad day and I didn't cancel this live video because I have what I call marketing maturity. And you just need a work ethic that not a lot of people have when you're an entrepreneur. And luckily I was instilled with this work ethic because I grew up in a working class neighborhood and I was actually the poorest of the in my friend group, couldn't do a lot of shit that my friends could do. So it gave me like, if I want to go on this field trip, I'm going to work. And so I started working at 14 and it gave me a work ethic. I didn't think that I was owed anything. I didn't think that like I was owed clients. Like I knew that I didn't want to work extra hard. I didn't want to do manual labor. I wanted to work in alignment with my gifts, which is speaking to people, teaching people, guiding people. I was a psychotherapist. I have, you know, all sorts of degrees on holding space. This is actually quite easy for me. And I'm a creative. And if you really sink in, creating content is not hard for you. You're making it harder than it has to be. I just swat and flies. You're simply making it harder than it has to be. So come work with me. Let's fix that problem. Let's make content fun again. Like, content is fun, especially when you think of the alternative, working in an office, working for somebody else that doesn't value you. Like, if you are not on this content creation game, like, to promote your offers, then what else are you doing? There's no better time than now to just like speak your truth on the internet, create a following of people who appreciate your truth and your personhood and your gifts and your teachings, and sell them something that helps them even further. Like really, we overcomplicate it and it gets to be simpler. And when you're just getting started, if you can create $1,000 from one person, that's going to feel great, especially when you only have 300 to even 10,000 people on your follower count. I have people with more followers than me because follower size and account size doesn't equal more clients. You still got to learn to talk about your offers in ways that feel like truth, like that are landing in the heart of your best clients, the people that buy from you at any price point. Like, you got to learn how to do that. That's what I teach in my programs. Messaging is key. Your marketing message is key. Having marketing skills doesn't mean that you're going to sound like an advertiser. You're going to sound like a salesperson. You want to learn marketing and sales from somebody that gets you, like me, transformational facilitator. I get you. I'm that first. I'm a creative first. I'm a songwriter first. My first course was on songwriting. My first course was on creativity. My second course was on songwriting, and I grew from there. But like, I understand what it's like to have stinky caca thoughts and feel like you're the only one. You're not. We're not that special. We all have the same thoughts at different levels. And I've seen it and heard it all. I've also seen and heard every weird kind of offering that you could be offering. Like, I've helped shamans. I've had people that remove entities. I've helped people in the self-love world. I've had helped people, you know, as basic as self-love and as wackadoodle as like a serious actual witch. And like, it's not wackadoodle. It's like, you're all doing magic all the time. And if you can help somebody to, you know, really have a magical process, which behind the scenes, all I'm doing is magic all day long. And your message is a magical process. Unlocking your most magnetic message is a magical process, and you can tell because of all the alliteration, all the mms I just said. Tastes good. So where was I? So it's okay to let yourself off the hook, even to your high ticket coaches, and be like, dang, like, I don't want to charge that, and go for what you want to charge. But actually, it's not even about want. It's about your holy smokes desire. When I had a holy smokes desire of charging 8K, that was like 8K for my group and 14K for my mentorship. They're lower now. I give extended payment plans, and I give special savings for people who join early or who re-enroll. So it's never actually 14K. It's usually never 14K. My point is, when I had that holy smokes desire, I was scared. I was freaking scared. So I hired a bunch of mentors to teach me how to sell better, how to really enroll people, how to really have a message that expresses the value. Because when you have a $15 thing, sure, some people will just buy it just to try it out because they like your energy. But when they have to think about the transformation and investment they're about to make, it's a different message. It's for different people. And it takes a little bit digging deeper in yourself and what you really want to desire. If you have a holy smokes desire and you're designed, you know, you can do it, raise your price incrementally. It doesn't mean that you need to charge that right now. So you may be charging too high of a price right now, and your soul aligned price might be something bigger down the line. But in this practice, we will find out what that is. We'll find out what your price is now for this current iteration of your current offer that you're crafting or you're wanting to fill up. And you will learn a simple technique to price any offer at any time. So the next iteration of that offer, when you want to raise that price, or if you want to put out a new offer. Okay. So for example, I have my price set now. I'm not really going to go higher. I actually prefer to give like early bird savings. This is the price. This is my soul aligned price for these offers. If I create, you know, a high-end in-person VIP thing, it'll be a different offer. It'll have a different price. But I just opened up a mid-ticket offer, my school. So my school has a combination of self-guided, but I found a way finally to add back in intimacy without like disrespecting my mentorship clients and disrespecting my mastermind clients, because I do see it as a disrespect when they've invested so much in themselves and then I'm giving the same level of service at like a fraction of the cost. So I have found a way to still give a level of service I'm proud of, and that will really be helpful to my business school clients. And I needed to find that price point. So I did this practice, and now I have a price point of 2K, which if you've seen my prices and you thought, oh, I can't afford 8K, I can't even afford the 6K with the $2,000 off, and you really mean it. I mean, sometimes we say we can't afford something, and I just would rather you choose different words. I'd rather you choose like, I'm working towards that, you know, being able to invest in myself like that. I'm moving things around to be able to invest in myself like that. But like, you know, can't's very hard on our system. And we just want to say like, I'm working towards that, because yeah, there was a time where I just straight up couldn't afford even my first mentor, who was like 9K. And so I just got like $700 courses. I just got what I could. I learned a lot, but I applied. If you're not going to apply, if you're going to sit around learning forever and you're not going to apply, then you probably need coaching. You probably need something to unearth why the fuck you're staying stuck at a level that you, when you feel like, oh, I should be further along by now. Like, I want to know why you feel that way. Cause sometimes it's like, yeah, because you've been not taking action to get you to the next level, really. It will take action. It's not about information at the level you want to play at. It's about applying, integrating, and, you know, like continuous application and consistency and like having somebody there for you who can predict the obstacles and then hold space for you when the obstacles get hard. Like so many of my mentorship clients, like they reach a point, which is predictable. We all get there where they want to quit. And if you haven't wanted to quit yet, then you probably haven't been taking enough action. Yeah, because you will meet an obstacle that knocks you back a couple of steps. And who's there to support you during that, right? So it's just a different level of service. In my school, you're going to get to ask questions. But in my school, you're probably at the level of like, I'm ready. I'm done trying to learn this from free podcasts. I want the step-by-step guidance. Let's freaking go. And you're ready to take action. And when you get stuck, you will have a space to answer questions. It's just like, you know, we're not going to process your whole life story in the school, but in the mentorship, we will. And I will teach you how to use that life story to further your career and further your business and help more people, really. That's what I mean when I say further your career, because you're in the career of helping more people. So it's same, but different. Okay. So the third mistake. So first mistake, pricing based on what other people price. Second mistake, pricing too high. And then the third mistake is pricing too low. And this usually comes from a lack of self-worth, but not really, okay? People say that it comes from that. I'm glad I said this because I immediately caught myself, because it is absolutely ridiculous, the line that you hear from some spiritual mentors and some spiritual business coaches of charge your worth, because you know that you're infinitely worthy. Like when you really sit with your spiritual practices, when you're in the realm of nothingness, when you're in meditation, when you're learning from a teacher, like when you're writing, when you're in creative flow, like you are tapped into the infinite worth. But when you're pricing something, you're like in your mind. And then it's like, wait a minute. You can't put the infinity sign on your price tag and be like, you know, charge what you want. That's how it leads to burnout. When you're like, oh, just donate what you want. Because then you're like, people are giving you $2 because they don't know what it's worth. You tell them what it's worth. And they're giving you $2 and you're like, oh my God, this is only worth $2. People only pay $2. You're giving yourself burnout. So you are infinitely worthy, but the transformation that is on the other side of working with you is probably also infinitely worthy. But like, we get to actually put some structure in place of like, people pay good money and what it's costing them actually to like continue on with this stuckness. So say you help people with relationships, or you help people to lose weight. How much is it costing, you know, a divorcee to go on, you know, on match.com, or maybe they're in a matchmaking service and it's like, you know, well, matchmaking service would probably be better, but like, you know, they're spending how much on the dates, how much on all this thing, dating the wrong people. And you're a relationship coach, and you're going to help them love themselves. And through that, you're also going to help them upgrade their, you know, match bios and upgrade their personality. So they're like, you know, they can ask better questions, go on less dates, find out who's right for them in a quicker time, because time is a commodity. So it's costing them time, it's costing them money, and it's costing them energy. And you get to see that, and you get to be like, listen, I can help you do this. Less time, less money, and less energy. Okay. And less money doesn't mean that you price it lower than any competition. It just means that it is going to be less money when they work with you, because you're going to teach them everything they need to know about going on better dates with soulmate humans, and they're going to get their soulmate partner. You know, and if you niche into like divorcees, like you're speaking their language. That's messaging. That's all it takes to have a clear and concise message. If you help people to have, you know, I don't like the weight loss thing, because none of my people, I don't want to say none, actually, no, some people do, but they want to do it in a spiritual way. Like they want to have people have a better body, love their bodies and all of that. And through that, they end up losing weight naturally. So like, that, you know, that's a cool message. That could be your message. And if you're helping people to love themselves, yes, it's not the best marketing technique, because we all have self-love programs. Like we all have self-love programs. So if your program's like ultimate self-love program, like I want to help you have a more unique experience for your people. And so, yeah, when you have a unique experience for your people, you can charge higher. So what to do instead would be to create a unique methodology and give your people a unique experience so that you can charge a price that is your soul aligned price. If you're charging lower than what your soul wants to charge, this will lead to burnout, because you'll be attracting freebie seekers or low cost people hunting when you want to be working with people that invest deeply in themselves. So you could be pricing too high, but you could be pricing too low, depending on where you're at, depending on your mission and where you're at on the path. And so this pricing masterclass that I'm going to host next week, Tuesday, 9 a.m. California time, come live if you can. Yes, there'll be a replay. It's going to help you find your soul aligned price, so we can get all these thoughts out of the way and you can start inviting people into the offer, right? And so the mistake is pricing too low, but sometimes you don't know what goes in to a higher priced offer. So I have been covering four myths over 4 days, the myths on pricing. So I invite you to go through those myths so you can see, you know, what usually holds people back from charging their soul line price, because you will get burnout if you're like consistently working with people who don't have very potent questions or who are just like not showing up for the calls. And I'm in now a program that was very much more affordable and accessible than the programs that I used to, that I just, like, I was in between coaches for a moment. So let me be clear on this. I was in between coaches for a moment, but I do my best work when I'm being taught, when I'm being a learner. Like, becoming a good teacher and staying a good teacher to me means like flexing that brain muscle and learning more and learning at my edge. So I had 2 years, maybe 2.5 years of consistent high-end mentorship. It did wonders for everything in my business, for my auric field, for my relaxation, like everything I owe to my mentors. Like, thank you for charging the prices you did and for allowing for me to invest in myself like that. And now I'm in a teacher situation. It's not a situationship. I hired a teacher for trauma work, and she also gives business advice. But she teaches at the level that I teach at. So she teaches business at the level that I teach at. There's nothing new that I'm hearing, but I'm getting a lot from that energy exchange, and I'm loving it. But basically, this was a very affordable school that I joined. It really has changed my life already. So I don't want to say that affordable and accessible isn't the thing. Like, I've already gotten life-changing aha moments. But what I want to say to you is the other people are not showing up for the calls. There's like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people in this program, and there were like four people on the call today. And that just does not happen in my mastermind. If they can't come to the call, they're like messaging me going like, oh my God, like something came up. Like, can I have the replay? Like, oh, I hate to miss this, because so much beauty is happening in those high investments that you're making in yourself. It's a different type of container. So if you're ready to up level and you're ready to call in a higher caliber client that just would never miss a call, that's a higher price point. And my interview with Khaleesi proved this. I just had a little clip. You can look. I have interviews and clips of interviews, but my interview with my client Khaleesi said that. She's like, there was no way that I was not going to do the work. And she's like, and I've hired coaches before and I didn't do the work because it wasn't like I wasn't invested at the level I needed to be invested to kick my ass into gear. And I was the same way. Now, I go through self-paced courses, but I hear that I am the minority. But I wanted to give those people the chance to learn from me as well. So I also have a school that's half self-paced, but you get my personal guidance. You will get so much from that program. But if you're ready to charge high-end or charge more, it's really hard to charge and like to deliver a program that you haven't been in. So if you haven't been in the high-end mastermind, but you're crafting one, it's just going to be harder. Whatever you've experienced, you can feel an embodied and a felt experience of that. And so now what I love about the offer that I'm in now is it's more than business. And so I'm getting what I came for, you know, the magical practices and all of that. But the business course I'm also getting from, because I'm being modeled how I can do my mid-ticket offer. Because she answers questions, but not at the coach level. And I was like, oh my God, I can do this. I can do this, and I can help people who are action takers, who are the self-initiates. And not everybody is this. Some people need hand-holding, and some people need that big investment as that hand. And not everyone does. So you get to decide your price, but actually your soul is going to reveal your price for right now. And you can commit to just mastering being a teacher, meaning that you will eventually make another course or offer or program. And you can commit to the offer that's moving through you now, knowing that later on you could either have a self-paced course or you could have a high-end mastermind. I started with self-paced courses, and what that did for me was I really missed the connection with my clients. And so I vowed to never have a self-paced course. And then I broke that vow because, maybe I didn't vow, but I was like, oh, self-paced courses suck, because they sucked for me to deliver because I wasn't connecting with my clients. But now, that's okay. That's okay. I have the offer where I can connect deeply with my clients. So if somebody wants to buy a self-paced course from me, cool. But this shit wasn't built overnight. You're not going to build a self-paced course and a mastermind and a one-to-one mentorship and this all at one time. But actually, you could. And so if you wanted to do that, what I would do is I would host a group offer. And I would film that group offer, and the next time, and then I would let people buy it self-paced, and then I would let people upgrade to one-on-one coaching. That's the way to do it all at the same time. That advice was free, but like, how do you price this? Come into my free masterclass, and you don't have to do it this way. This is why I invite you to take the high value baddie quiz, because not all of you are aligned to do groups, and you're thinking, I don't want to do a freaking group. And not all of you are aligned to do one-on-ones, and you're thinking, I don't want to do one-on-ones. But my last coach told me I had to do one-on-ones. No, it's based on your design. It's based on who you are. It's based on your holy smokes desire. I was trained in the group process. And then when I was told I needed to do one-on-ones to like start, I was like, really? And I just started with groups. You get to break the rules. And if you work with me, I'm going to help you do it your way, but I'm going to help you do it right. I'm going to help you do it your way, but I'm going to help you do it in a way that actually makes you money, actually works, actually has a course that impacts people and gets them results too. Because the more results and like transformations that your people get, the more money you'll make. So it all leads back to you being successful in the way that you want to be successful. If you want 5K months, you get 5K months. If you get 50K months, if you want 50K months, I'll help you get 50K months. I will help you create the wealth that you desire. You know, there is no unreasonable intention. There is no unreasonable desire. There's just unreasonable timelines. And so, you know, if you have huge money blocks to work on, come work on the money blocks. It might take you longer. It took me longer because I had way more money blocks. That's okay. I worked through them. I still work through them. I have the course Deep Money. You can work through them on your own if you join the Conscious Creative Business School, which is available all year round, and you'll get me as your guidance counselor. As your guidance counselor for a whole year. And I'm proud to say that. And this I got from joining this school that I joined, that I went to learn magical processes and deepen in my spirituality. And I'm like, oh, if your soul's mission is to be well paid from your gifts and talents, you'll extract the value from anything. And the value I extracted was I can totally be someone's guidance counselor. And if they want me as their mentor, it's just a different level. It's okay. It's okay to be at the level you're at, and it's okay to self-identify which level you're at. And if you need help with that, I have several quizzes. I have a quiz that unveils your high value archetype. Okay. All of these will be in the show notes of the podcast, but I have a quiz that unveils your high value baddie archetype that also matches you with the offer that is probably best for you. And then in this masterclass, we're going to price this offer. Okay. It's all in alignment. It's all in a line. You get everything you need right here with me. Okay. And you know, I don't know anybody teaching as much as I teach in a real and raw way. So if you're resonating, like take that quiz. But if you also know that you want to work with me, but you're not sure which level is right for you, I have a quiz for that. You can get that at my work with me page. So freeyourcreativity.org/work with me. And you'll see all my offers a la carte, plus the school, plus my high-end offers. You'll also see a quiz. Take the quiz, see what pops up for you. And if you're not quite sure, you can get on a call with me and I'll help you decide. Because I don't want you to work with someone that you're not resonating with just because they have a cheaper offer. If you need to go cheap right now, I have something for you. Let me direct you to where you can get what you need, okay? So let's see. So don't get all burnt out by making these pricing mistakes. Find your soul aligned price in my upcoming masterclass. It's free for right now. So if you're listening right now, sign up now. It's free for a limited time. If you're listening in the future, it will be on my Work With Me page as a la carte masterclass. You can get that. I'm so excited to work with you at the level that feels right for you. If you want to go high end, like hire me at the high end price point, because the best way to understand a high end offer or a mid ticket offer or a low cost offer is to take yourself through that, is to invest in yourself at that level. So if you're ready to go high end and sell the highest value offer that is in your heart to sell, in all of my programs, I teach a process called transformational sales. I teach a process called transformational sales. And I have coined this, I have trademarked it, because it's different than high ticket selling. High ticket selling is not meant for my big hearted entrepreneurs, soulpreneurs who just like want to give people time and space, especially if they're an emotional authority in human design. They want to give people time and space to talk to their guides, to see, and they feel like their client or their potential client knows more than they do. And we're not forcing people to buy. We're not using time pressure. We're not telling them that they're gonna, you know, lose all their teeth in their dreams if they don't work with them. Like, no. You're big-hearted. You want to get the people the help that they need. And sometimes that's even referring them out. So I'm going to teach you all about that. If you join the Conscious Creative Business School, you would learn about this self-paced. If you join the Mastermind, which is the Business Immersion, you would get deep dive 3 months of support. And if you join at the mentorship level, the Magnum Opus Mentorship, you get that plus one-on-one support. So you get everything plus me, like channel in between our calls. And do I look burnt out to you? I am glowing. I'm more mad at these flies than I am at my business. Like, I am chilling. I don't have anything else to do today. There's always something to do, but like, because I didn't get good sleep last night, I'm actually going to watch TV and eat good food. And this was my work day. It was so fun. I talked to my assistant, helper, to put this as my podcast, but you know, how did I get to this place? I pre-wrote the content that's coming out for today and tomorrow and this weekend. Like, it's all pre-written and it's all up and ready to go. And that took time. That took a process. If you want to learn how to do that, I'm your girl. I teach expert biz strategy to spiritual entrepreneurs like you who don't want to wing it anymore, who don't want to throw spaghetti at the wall, and who also don't want to like do things that don't match your style or personality or design. Sound good? All right. I'll see you in the Pricing Masterclass. Aloha.